is to get in on the Wi-Fi. You need a password for the Wi-Fi, so that not everybody can just hook up to it. The Wi-Fi here is true. And once you plug it into your phone, then you won't ever have to do it again.
It'll hook up.
It'll hook up when you come in.
Otherwise, you'd have to just sit on the parking lot.
Right, otherwise you'd have to park it out in the Wi-Fi. First John 1, capital J, 08-10-478. There it is. You just put it up there for you. It still works without caps?
So what, the one is about, it's the part you want.
It's not your style.
What, Tom?
He says it won't.
There's Cinderella's slipper.
Yep.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let's call this meeting to order at 1:40. Thank you all for being here today. Really appreciate you coming, members and even some non-members that are here today. We greatly appreciate you coming. This is your church, and we want you to be interested in what is going on. So you might have saw the first thing on the agenda is a devotional. And so that's what I want to share with you this morning, this afternoon now. I've just called it Why I Love the Church. And I'm unashamed to say that. I am an incredible lover of the church. And I would say that whether I was a pastor or not. It's just my privilege to serve the Lord in a full-time capacity and to serve the church. And to have that as my lifelong work. Actually, my whole life has been in the church. My grandparents and my mom started the Assembly of God Church in Union Grove, Wisconsin. 1961 is the cornerstone. That was the year I was born. So literally, I grew up in the church. And I love the church. I could actually say, I guess it runs in my blood. But a couple of reasons here, three, why I love the church. First of all, Jesus loves the church. You know, for no other reason, we should love the church because Jesus loves the church, and he gave himself for it. He gave himself for the church. And so because I love Jesus and he loves the church, I love the church too. The church is his bride. The second thing is, Jesus is building it. I want to be involved in the work Jesus is doing. And Jesus said, I will build my church. There is no greater work than that. And to partner with the Lord, we can't lose, we can't fail. Jesus said, I will build my church. He was emphatic about that. And, you know, if you love somebody, you take an interest in the things that they are interested in. And that might be something you really don't care about until you get to know about it. But if you love someone and they're interested in that, then you become interested in that. That's just how you grow a relationship. That's how a relationship works. When I got married, there were some things my wife liked to do that I never done before. I started doing them because I love her. And same thing with her, with me. The church is the New Testament counterpart to the Old Testament tabernacle. I'm not referring to a building when I say church. I'm referring to a body of believers. And it's a spiritual building. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17 tells us that it's the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. It's the place where God's glory is most clearly manifested on earth. And the proper nucleus and focal point of spiritual life and worship for the community of the redeemed. And that's why we have a building. God himself is the architect and builder of this temple. Paul wrote in Ephesians 2, 19 through 22, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. So I think today it's impossible to overstate the importance of the church in the eternal plan of God. The church is his building. Moreover, he is the immutable, sovereign, omnipotent Lord of heaven. His word cannot return void, but always accomplishes what he says. He is always faithful and cannot deny himself. His sovereign purposes also come to pass, and his will is always ultimately fulfilled. His plan is invincible and unshakable, and he will bring to pass all that he has spoken. And he has spoken about building the church in the most triumphant words. For example, in Matthew 16:18, Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail or overpower it. You know, he personally guarantees that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church that he is building. Gates are a walled city's most vital defensive safeguards. Christ's words therefore portray the church militant, storming the very gates of hell, victoriously delivering people from the power of death. Thus, Christ assures the triumph of the church's evangelistic mission. He is building the church, and the work will not be thwarted. He does pledge that the church, that universal body of believers under Christ's headship, will have a visible being and a testimony in this world as long as the world itself lasts, and that all the enemies of truth combined shall never secure the defeat or destruction of the church. Notice also that the church is a work in progress. Christ is still building his church. We are still being joined together. The church is still under construction. God is not finished yet. The imperfections and blemishes of the visible church are still being refined by the master builder. And here's something remarkable. The plan for the finished product is a blueprint that was drawn up in eternity past. And although it was drawn up in eternity past, it continues to this present day and ultimately will experience glorification in the future. And the third point, why I love the church because I love her people. And that will be in my report this morning. By the way, yes, I know Pastor's report is in there twice. That's because I wanted you to know that you're doubly loved, all right? At this time, I would like to recognize all new members that have joined the church this last year. And I admit I had dropped the ball on some of these people. We never actually brought forward, although they were approved by the church board. So if you submitted a card this last year and we haven't brought you forward to recognize you, to extend to you the right hand of fellowship and prayer of you, I'd just like you to come up front at this time. Marge and the Leeches and Caitlin. Anybody else? I think that might be everybody. I think everybody else we've brought you forward. Alexis is an adult member now. She graduated from junior membership to adult. But she came up with the family, so she's fine. So I think that's it. I want to extend to you guys a right hand of fellowship and just pray over you. Thank you so much for being a part of our gathering. Maybe you can stretch out your hands to them and let's just pray over them. Actually, the church board and Josh, Pastor Josh, would join me here and lay hands on them. Father, I am so grateful for these that you have added to your family, our family, the family of God. I love the scripture verse that says you set the solitary in families. There is no greater family
on earth or in heaven than the family of God. Father, I pray that you would bless each one of these. You'd build a hedge of protection around them. Lord, that you would put a hedge of thorns to keep away all evil in their lives as well. That you would lead and guide and direct them in life and in ministry. Pray, Lord, that they would just feel apart, as, Lord, you have put them here and your church is perfectly joined together. There's not one member of this body that is here by accident. But, Lord, you have placed them here and joined them together with us. And we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to minister to them, and they in turn minister to the rest of the membership, the body of Christ here in Wilson and the surrounding area. For this we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And I extend to you guys the right hand of fellowship. And actually, we're kind of at liberty to do things we don't usually do on a Sunday morning. Why don't you all come up if you can, if you want to, and greet them this morning and welcome them into the family. Actually, they'll take your money.
So I'm going to read my report. The signed copy. Actually, wait. I think I jumped the gun. I did. I need to have James Stopper, Secretary of the Board, come up and give you the minutes from the last meeting. They're in here, but I'll read through them quickly. Pastor called the order at 1:32 and opened with prayer, devotional on the spiritual gifts and the church as a body with different members. I read the minutes. Jeremy moved to accept. Don seconded. Passed. I read the financial summary. Detailed report was distributed later. Department reports, pastor's report, youth pastor. Shelley took questions for the WMs. I took questions on the board report. Pastor Kelly moved to accept all reports. Bev seconded. Passed. Election of board members. Only one of six nominees accepted. Dan was elected. Announcements, walk through Bethlehem. I think that's still going to be going on, just got delayed. New business, we talked about an outside sign, and there was a poll that the vast majority approved of going forward with the digital sign. Moved to adjourn by Pastor Kelly, seconded by Don. Next.
Any questions on the minutes? Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Okay, Dave Plank, second.
Second.
Somebody. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And they're accepted. As far as the rest of the reports go, let's just receive them all at the end rather than just approving them all as we go through them. So you can ask questions after each report, but we just will save time by approving them in one shot. So Philippians 1:13. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. This is true more than ever for Debbie and I. We wish to thank everyone for their love and loyalty this last year. As you know, it's been a very trying year for us. I'm grateful for a loving and supporting family. Thanks to all my children. Debbie is my rock, and I don't know where I'd be without her. Can't say enough about how I appreciate Pastor Josh and his wife, Brittany. Pastor Josh has helped in so many ways. He does whatever needs to be done, and he's done a wonderful job with not only the youth, but now the worship. I praise the Lord for him and his team, worship team. He's blessed this church and his sacrifice for it. I'm so grateful for my board members who have stood by me and supported me. Thank you, Dan and Sue Anderson and James and Annette Stauffer. You have held me up. I enjoy working together with you and Pastor Josh. I love you guys. I'm sorry. You and my church family have been tremendous. Your words of encouragement have meant more than you will ever know. The last few months, I have felt more love than ever. I believe that we are where God wants us to be as a church. There's such a freedom in our services, and I truly believe we have wonderful unity. Last year, the theme for our annual meeting was unity through diversity. I had no idea that our unity would be put to test in such a way. It's not the way I would have chosen, but I can honestly say we have more unity now than we did last year at this time. Remember, where there is unity, God commands the blessing. We are blessed, and we will continue to be blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. There is a sense of excitement around here. And we are going to keep that excitement going. The theme this year, I chose the theme, I Love the Church. And I love the church because I love you. You are the church. And Debbie and I love spending time with you. And I want to thank you all who have a ministry in this church. You are vital to the work of God here. Without every single one of you, things would not be the same.
I know I'm supposed to look back and report on last year, but I can't help but look forward to the things God is going to do. Exciting days are ahead for Calvary Assembly of God. There's a couple of things that we can look forward to. We're having a Holy Spirit emphasis September 7th and 8th. We're having a missions convention October 5 and 6th. And I want to thank you all for being part. Love you. Respectfully submitted.
Love you.
Pastor Josh, you want to come? Well, actually, you have any questions for me?
All right, I'm not going to take the time to read through my whole report. You can do that. You've got a copy of it. I just wanted to touch on some of the highlights. And first of all, I want to begin by saying thank you to everybody that helped out with the spaghetti dinner. I'm not going to start naming people because I know I'll miss. There were so many people that were involved and helped out, whether it was bringing food and bringing supplies, helping out in the kitchen today. Each and every one of you have been such a tremendous blessing. I just really thank you for your love and support. To the youth group and to my family this last year. And a couple of things I do want to give a praise report on. A couple of things that happened last year. First of all, Youth Alive being able to happen was a huge answer to prayer. I just really want to, they're not here, but I want to recognize my youth group, specifically Alexis and Caitlin and Colin, oh, Alexis is here, who really worked hard talking to their principals, giving them the information they needed to make this happen, to bring Terrence Talley. And, you know, 2 years ago, a year ago, we were not sure it was going to happen. But God answers prayer, and we were able to get Youth Alive into Baldwin Woodville and to St. Croix Central. And it was so needed, and the kids were so touched that they went to their principal and said, "We need more of that. When can we have that happen again?" And so they, both schools have already rescheduled Terrence Talley to come back in October. Yeah, huge. Yeah, those kids were so touched by the message. And Caitlin was sharing with me this morning that some of the students were saying, that was the first speaker that the school has ever brought in that we actually enjoyed. And that we liked listening to, and we want them back. So very, very thankful to that. We do have plans for another rally here at the church when Terrence is here. So we're looking forward to that, making plans for that already. I also wanted to give a praise report about Center Shot, and a huge, again, thank you to everybody that was involved, everybody that brought snacks, everybody that did games with the kids, that taught the Bible lessons, that helped with the shooting range. I'll say this, I was thinking something near the end of Center Shot, and somebody else mentioned it to me, so I know that I wasn't the only one that noticed this, and I was glad that somebody else said the same thing. Last time we did Center Shot, we started out with a ton of kids, and it dwindled down week after week after week, until we got down to the last week, and it was pretty much just our church kids coming. And that was not the case this time. And that's what somebody said to me. They said, you know what? We had a continual amount of kids every week. And I think we had 30 kids that registered, and on average we had 21 kids that came consistently every single week, all 7 weeks. And that to me is a huge testimony that they enjoyed coming. And that they enjoyed every part of Center Shot. They were having fun with the games. They were having fun learning about the Bible, and they were learning lessons from the Bible. And they were having fun with the archery and learning about archery. And that's what kept wanting them to come back. We still had kids registering to come on the last day. That they were still registering. And we've already heard feedback of when's the next session? When we've got friends that we want to bring. So we do have plans. We don't have dates nailed down yet, but we do have plans to run Center Shot again. But again, thank you. to everybody that helped out. You know, there's no way that I could do all of this on my own, so I'm very thankful to each and every one of you. And I want to echo what Dad was saying. I'm excited. I'm really excited of where the church is at right now. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in the future. I don't know that we've ever had this before, a group of people like you that are so willing to get involved and help out and do whatever. It seems like in the past we've had a hard time getting people to help out and to volunteer for stuff. But you guys all, every one of you has a heart for the lost, for the people around you, and I'm really excited. I'm excited where we are, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do through our church. And what's left in my report? We started with some money, we ended with a little bit less. Hence the spaghetti dinner. But any questions for me? My report?
No, but can we tell you thank you? Because you really stepped up, and we just so appreciate you giving to the Lord the way that you do, and Brittany, and just thank you. Thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Are you Annette? You're next, Annette. I don't think anybody has any idea how much time. I know I don't even have any idea. James has no idea how much time she actually puts into this. I'm sure it's a lot. So thank you, Annette.
Okay. So we had a beginning balance of $42,813.98. We had offerings and interest total that came in last year of $140,084.07. So our total balance forward was $182,898.05. Our total I'm not going to read all of the expenses. You can read those if you have questions. You can let us know. But the total expenses for the year was $152,874.27. And our checking account balance at the end of 2018 was $30,023.78.
What are the balances on the side?
Oh, so that's the total for the pastor's package and then the youth pastor's
total.
Yes?
I assume we got a maintenance fund now, but $100 went into it. How much do we have in there currently?
The maintenance fund? Well, at the end of 2018 was $100, but currently the balance is around $20,368 as of right now.
Okay, so would that come out of our collections? That would,
out of what?
There's so much comes out of our collections, is that what, that's what it is, out of the offerings? Or
so we put a lump sum in there.
Oh, okay.
And then monthly we're adding to it for maintenance.
Okay.
Any other questions? No.
And we are doing better, right? I get a little nervous when I watch it. I know we went down to under 20,000 at one point, and it's been building back up, so praise the Lord for that. James, you want to come and give the board report?
So you can read the details here, but to me the highlights are we finally got the old church transferred, so this is the only church we have now. It took a while, but it's done. And we've been making a lot of investments in improving things. New screens, new computers for those, and really investments in ministry and outreach, so like Center Shot, gym nights, Josh started volleyball. So those are the things that I really liked about it. We did start a maintenance fund. We know that the church is, 12 years old, and it's going to start needing more and more maintenance. We have a list. If you see something, I'll make sure it's on the list, but Besides that, we are working through that. We're not as fast as we want to, but we're making progress. And let's see what else. So we had a nominating committee. I really enjoyed working with them, having them do some of my work. I think it's really worked out well. And you know, our board had a rough year, so I think that it worked out well. We came out stronger. Questions?
Thank you, James.
My wife doesn't want to read the BGMC report, so it's in there for you. I don't blame her.
I'll say this, we gave more as a district than ever before.
Yeah, I can tell you that. We gave more as a district to BGMC than ever before. It was over $200,000. That's a lot of money for boys and girls, you know, across our district, a couple hundred churches. So even though, you know, we're a small amount, we're just getting going with that, and, you know, every little bit helps. So I think BGMC is a great ministry. Women's Ministries. Cindy, you want to come?
Yes.
Well, I should ask, do you have any questions about BGMC? Everybody, do you know what it is, Marge?
What does that stand for?
Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. Okay. And it's not just for the children. I do have boxes if the adults want to support it as well. So what we do is the first Sunday of every month, I come up and we do a little lesson. We'll learn about the country. Today we learned about Indonesia. And, you know, how many Assembly of God missionaries and pastors, Bible schools we have in that country. Some of the prayer needs that we need to be praying for this country, and then it goes into a true mission story. So it's about 15 minutes, give or take, and it's fun. It's fun. So, thank you.
Yep, you're always welcome. You don't have to be a child to come. But we dismiss Sunday school early that Sunday so that everybody can come in, even the adult class. So, yeah. Any other questions? Some of these ministries maybe aren't real familiar with. One of the things that I'm looking forward to, as I mentioned, our missions convention. We're planning on having a banquet Saturday night and then having a missionary on Sunday morning. The speaker at our banquet is going to be our our district missions director. And he's going to be able to share with you all these different ministries that the Assemblies of God have that's incorporated in missions, both home and abroad. I've told him we need to know more about that. And he'll also be able to share like missions trips that different groups from our district take. So that you might be able, if you're interested, join one of those missions trips or something. So I'm hoping he's coming with a wealth of information for you that'll make it very practical. So I'm not sure why I said that. That'll be the October 1, yes. Cindy.
Well, the women's group has been having a wonderful time. Do I just bring it down? Okay. Have been having a wonderful time this year. We just kind of started from the get-go, didn't really know for sure what we were going to do. I got asked to be president. I said if Della would be vice president. And I said, God, if I'm supposed to do this, have Della work with me. And when I asked her, she just goes, yeah, let's do it. So we were just kind of put there, and then Brittany got voted in, and it was truly a God-led thing. We have just been having a wonderful time. We've got a beautiful study of the women of the Bible going on. The ministry, the Holy Spirit that is there in our morning and evening gatherings is wonderful. So I just encourage each and every one of you to reach out to other sisters in the church, invite them to come and be a part of either the morning study or the evening study. If there is some work that we have to work through, you know, and discuss, we do that on our Monday night meeting. We're also venturing out on trying to be more aware of the women that are shut in and are in need of a visit. We truly lift everybody in prayer. We have the women all divided among the three officers, and so we pray for all the women of the church. And I'm just touched to share that we know God is working, and we can feel that he's working. Like Josh said, we're excited. We have really got a ministry of women coming alive here.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. We pray for each and every one of you and just encourage you to reach out and hug and love your sisters, and let's just keep going where God wants us to go. Thank you. Any questions?
We don't have an official men's ministry, but we do go. We have a coffee clutch on Monday mornings at Denny's at 9 o'clock. If you'd like to join us. I don't know that we have a leader. I guess maybe Dick just kind of headed it up and got the idea. So the men have been having a tremendous time. So if you can join us for coffee or breakfast on Mondays at Denny's around 9, we'd love to have you. And maybe something else will come out of that. I don't know. But I've heard a lot of good things from those men's gatherings. And then Fran has been working with Prayer Partners for the last few years. And you want to come and share, or did you want the...
You know what? It's here. They can read it. I don't know.
You don't have anything you want to add?
Anything I want
you don't to add? There isn't anything you want to add?
Does anybody have any questions about the Prayer Partners?
Any questions about prayer Partners?
What is the word?
Well, you might as well come to the microphone then.
I do think prayer has had a lot to do with this church coming together this past year.
Yes.
I have seen more unity in the church. It really does help if you have one other person that you pray with regularly every week. And we pray, it's all laid out, but the priority is our country, our church, and each other. And I think that has been instrumental. And it, like I said in the report, sometimes it's good for women to pray with one other woman or a man to pray with one other man. I know husbands and wives pray together, Dick and I do, but sometimes a woman understands a woman better and a man understands a man better. And all I can say is I have seen great fruit from this. I'm not sure how many prayer partners we have in the church, because a lot of you have just found your own prayer partner without signing up for it, and that's okay. But I think at least a third of the church is doing this now. And I just, you know, it's not really my program. If you would like a prayer partner, you go to God first. And you ask God to put a picture in your mind or put someone on your heart of who you would click with. You know, someone that's about your age and your gender and that you think might want to pray with you. It's not a heavy commitment. Sometimes my prayer partner and I, we miss a week or two here and there. But when we do pray, it's really good. And we've seen a lot of answered prayer. So I just encourage everybody, get a prayer partner and pray with somebody once a week.
Okay, and then thank you, Fran. I appreciate that. I really think it's made a difference as well. So thank you for all of your prayers. I don't know if we should do the signs as new business or old business. We did discuss it last year. I've got some new information here this year. I don't know if you had a chance to look it over. I just thought I would kind of get the ball rolling and get you some ideas, because there were so many last year that were interested in doing it. And I checked around with a few different companies, and this by far is the cheapest company. Yes, James.
I move to accept all the reports.
Oh, thank you. Got ahead of myself. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And it's covered. So, yeah. So what do you want to do? You want to discuss this now, or you want to do the elections and then discuss the sign, or not discuss the sign? Or what's your desire here? I don't know how long it's going to take.
Do the elections, and then while we wait for the results, we can talk about the sign.
Talk about the sign. Could do that. So, this is a difficult time for me, a difficult time for a pastor, that when we have so many guys that are qualified to serve on the board. It's, me, I just like to include all of them. In fact, I almost created a special board just to get them all on. But I know we need to narrow it down. We've got five guys, and we've got two positions. And one is a three-year term. That's the term that James Stauffer is serving. And then the other one is a one-year term, just to fill out Nathan's term. So whoever gets that one-year term would be running again, if they so choose, next year. So does that all make sense? Mm-hmm. So we'll be voting on a three-year term and a one-year term. And I want to thank the nominating committee. They did a wonderful job this year in coming down to five people, and they came up with questions that they wanted to ask. And I know I always hear that, you know, I don't know what these guys really believe or stand for. And so I'm going to share some things that they wrote on their paper, and then if they want to go explain further, they can. I'm thinking I'm missing somebody. Oh, James, you have your own paper. Okay, that's it. So I want you to recognize these guys. So Matt Hawkins, would you stand, Matt? He's back there, and... First of all, I'll say that every one of them answered yes to the first question. The first question was, would you accept the nomination to be on the church board? And of course, they're here, so they all accepted. And they all said yes to number two, which was, if elected, are you fully committed to complete your term? Now, we understand that there are things that happen, and that isn't always the way it goes. But with an unforeseeable future, are you willing to do that? And they all said yes. The areas of ministry that Matt is passionate about is neighborhood outreaches and getting even non-congregational support with the churches. His vision is to fill the pews and put up an electric sign. So he would work for that. And I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add, Matt?
That's pretty much it. Okay. The sign and maintenance.
I know he's got a heart for the maintenance projects that need to go on too. So do you have any questions for Matt? Thanks, Matt.
Yep. Can I just say, Matt, in case you don't know, did our snow plowing during the church. And there were times, I mean, February was a rough one. And we were getting snow like every other day. And he went above and beyond and plowed 60th Avenue so that people could get to the church. So I didn't know if y'all knew that, but thank you, Matt.
Yeah, it was better than a county. And then Al Krabi. Al, would you stand? And some of these guys wrote more than others, and his area of ministry that he's passionate about, he said, in the past he was assisted an elderly couple, which consisted of rides to doctor appointments twice a week, assisting them following fall snow removal, grocery shopping, and general assistance as needed. He's got a heart for that. It was very comforting for them to know that they had help whenever they needed it, and he enjoyed being able to help them. He loves the elderly. His vision for the church moving forward, I'll skip the platitudes from the pastor. But thank you for that. He loves the congregation, loves Jesus. Church building is also very attractive and welcoming. We have a lot going for us. Above all else, Jesus is alive in our church. We have various events that draw visitors, such as Living Last Supper, Youth Alive, Volleyball, Center Shot, various eating events. All of these help bring people through the doors. This is what will give our church growth. I see this church becoming the center of this community. It'd be a great place for people to get to know Jesus. Thank you, Al. And then Rob Flatland. The areas of ministry that Rod is passionate about, prayer about all of our issues, let God move in us in ways that he wants. Keeping a good praise and hymn team, thanks to those who are serving now. His vision for the church moving forward is to gain back more members and just keep things moving in the right direction. Thanks, Rod. I forgot, Al, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's pretty good.
Okay, Rod? And then Glenn Nalcine?
Where's Glenn?
All right, Glenn. The areas of ministry he's passionate about, the unborn, third world countries, local outreach, those addicted to drugs. His vision for the church moving forward, reaching out to the community, like a float with the local parades, staying focused on the word without compromise. Anything for Glenn? Any questions for Glenn?
Sure. The last I want to stand, focus on the word without compromise. I really got to thank you, Pastor, for the preaching you do give, because it's right on, and you don't compromise. And that's, I like that. And we all like that. I'm not the only one. But a few other things. Several years ago, some of us men got together, and we went out and did projects for different people in the community. And one of them was right down here in Hersey. We did a woman that lost her husband, and we did a project there. We did about 4 to 5 different projects, and then things kind of fizzled out. I kind of like to see that resurrected a little bit.
Okay.
If some of those guys would get together and help somebody out that's in need, you know, in the community. And oftentimes we'll hear something that we just maybe would help out. And the other thing is, too, I failed to mention on there is, I'm really compassionate for Union Gospel Mission in St. Paul. We get involved in that, our family's involved in that. And I'd like to see some sort of involvement, because different groups or different churches can go up there and minister to these people one night a month or one night or whatever they desire. And I'd like to see a group of people from this church get involved, and where we could go do something like that, because that's a very, very, you know, even though it's not Assembly of God, it's a very worthwhile ministry for bringing people in off the streets, and lives are being changed. Right. So that's another thing I'm compassionate about as well.
All right, good. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah. I think that's everybody, right? James, except for, hey, I don't have your paper here, that's why I keep forgetting. James is going to have to give it to himself because I got like one-word answers on each of the questions.
So yeah, as a programmer, I learned to be succinct, and sometimes that doesn't work out the greatest.
So I'll give you my answer, and then I'll expound on it. So what areas of ministry are you passionate about? And I said empowering others to serve. We're all members of one body, which have our own different gifts, and I really like when people come up and volunteer, and I really want to do all that I can to do to help them achieve what they're trying to achieve for God with their skills. We all have our own areas, and not one of us can do everything. And I really love it when we all work together, each doing our little thing, and the total becomes a beautiful puzzle of what God's trying to achieve that we can't individually do. And what is your vision for the church moving forward? I just said serving our King. I sometimes summarize things a little too much. So what I think of that is that, you know, it's worshiping our King, our services, it's doing outreach in our ministries, Center Shot, all those different things, and it's learning about Him, whether we're sitting in the pew or even when we send people to Bible camp or when we send them to Northwestern, help them out, North Central, or the various things that we're helping people grow in their spiritual walk. Any questions?
I guess you had a little more than one word answer, so. I think at this time we will take a motion to close the roster before we vote. Is there a motion to close the roster? Lori? Second? Glenn? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And it's carried. So let's pray before we cast a ballot. Father, I thank you for each of these guys and their willingness to serve. I know, Lord, that they would be blessed just because they're willing. And Lord, we look to you for direction and guidance, that we would hear from you. And it's not to say that if anybody doesn't get elected today that they don't have your favor, because they do. And I thank you for each of them. But Lord, you have people that you want to serve, and that we would be along, go along with your program today, and you would guide and direct. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So does everybody have a ballot? Okay, and then I need a roster report. How many?
We have 43.
43? That's great. That's really good. Did we run out of packets back there then? Yeah. We did? Oh, I'm sorry. I've never ran out before, so that's good. I wish I would have known. I could have made you some real quick, but hopefully you were able to share if you needed to. So this 43, so we need, this is a simple majority, so somebody needs 22 to be elected. So do you have a plate? Okay, so if you go ahead and cast a ballot.
Is this for the 3 year
This term? Is for the 3 year term. The 3 year term. James Stoppers.
Anybody need pens?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
There's some of the shoes, but not.
They got some up in a box.
Yeah, great.
You want one name, I'm just.
Just one name.
Yep, just one name.
Does anybody need one? Do they want one? Okay.
It's in.
No, this we're not going to do this the way we've done it in the past, where you just do a nominating and you take the top two. This is just going to be we'll just go until somebody gets the majority of votes.
This is for the 3 year.
This is a 3 year term, yes. They're all eligible for both of three.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking questions. Any questions, now's the time to ask. I don't want anybody going home saying, I was so confused, I didn't know what I was doing, so please ask.
Can someone serve many different terms all in a row until they're voted out?
Yeah, we don't have any restrictions on term limits. So there's no term limits. So while they are counting the ballots then, do you have any questions on the sign? I just threw some stuff together. This is certainly not any of these that we have to do this way. We'd probably want something if we went with, I didn't number the pages, but if we went with that one digital that's got the Calvary Assembly of God thing in there, that's a case. You can put whatever you want in there and make it, that part would be static. And then just the bottom part would be digital. And there's two different prices on that one depending on whether you want picture graphics or just word graphics. It's about a $3,000 difference there. And then I thought, you know, what if we do have our rock base out there? What if we just got just a digital part? And so those are the other two two bids on those. But let me say this, I don't really care if we, what we do, you know, if we do digital or not, but we do need to do something with that sign out there.
Yes.
It's held together with duct tape.
Mailing tape.
Mailing tape.
Duct tape.
Who's calling? Wasn't any of you. But yeah, we do need to do something with it. And the letters, Debbie's taken a marker and colored in some of the letters because they faded so much. So, you know, we do need, that sign is 12 years old. So, yeah. Glenn?
Yeah, I think if we do something with a sign, I think we should turn it so it faces faces north and south.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that.
That should be included.
Yeah. We do need to turn it. It's, Sharon?
Would we be using just the general funds for this sign, or would we be using the building? The amount of money that's in the building fund, because it was worked in the store.
I can't speak to the rest of the board, but I would not be in favor of taking our maintenance money, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
And for my sign, I'm not afraid of that. I think we need our maintenance money for our maintenance. But I can't speak to the rest of the board, but that would be, that's what I would. I would be interested in trying to raise as much money as we could to see if people would like to give to this project. You know, that worked really well with our blacktop. And the pews.
And the church.
And the church. And then, just to let you know, we would never, as a board, do this without your approval. We wouldn't spend that much money without your approval. So whatever we came up with, we would, you know, we would bring back to you. Dan?
Is a double-facing sign, both sides show the graphics?
Yes. Yeah, I got it.
Do they say the same thing, though?
Yes, they would say the same thing.
How would it do in the winter? In the winter, it got down to minus 60.
And it would do at least as well as the sign did this year.
You can change it from here rather than go trucking through the snow.
So those are some things to talk about.
Would the new one be controlled from your office then, so you could just do it, or do you have to still trudge out?
No, a digital one would be controlled from inside. It would hook up to Wi-Fi.
Good.
Yeah. One of the things about this particular company, they work with multiple companies themselves. But what they would, the one they recommended, the one I gave you the price on, is one that you could add to it without changing the whole digital sign. I thought that was pretty cool. So if it is, for example, if you start off by three by five, and you want to expand that into more lights, make it bigger, you can do that without going back and getting the whole new digital sign. So you know, if you start out and think, well, that's not big enough, you can add to it.
So that would work for either one of either or?
That would work.
For the smaller one or for the bigger one, it would work for either way.
Either way. But I think if you get the cabin one, you're pretty well set. But if you go with just a digital display, you know, then you can.
And that's what's the this year one was the cheaper one?
Well, there's different prices. There's, I can show you the one.
You got two different prices here.
Well, there's actually three. The one that he sent me of the drawing would not be an exact one because I don't think we would go with that kind of base. Yeah. You know, so that one is $14,000 or $17,000 depending on the different kind of lighting, I believe. And that, and you know what? And I don't really know all that much. And if anybody's interested in working in this, you can have at it. I just thought I'd get it out there because there was talk about it last year. So this one is. What's the price on?
Oh, it's on the next.
Anyway, this one is, yeah, it's not on there, but I guess. But it's either $14,000 or $17,000, $15,000 to $18,000 for the base and the digital display and whatever you put on static up here. Then the other ones that are just only digital displays.
So by that you mean it doesn't have the Calvary Assembly of God?
It would. Whatever we wanted to put on there, we could put on there. I'm just saying the base would be that way.
Okay, cool.
And whatever we did, especially if we went bigger, we have to go back to the county and get approval before we could do anything like that.
So when you say you have to go back to the county to twist it or change it?
No. But if we change the size,
so when you say the base, so that little small base, that won't be like that?
It wouldn't be like, unless we wanted to go like that, but I don't know.
Are you talking about like a whole bottom of the base?
Yeah, I'm just saying we have the rock base out there now.
Okay.
But I don't.
And this would just sit on top?
Yes.
There's only a 5-year warranty on it.
Yeah, I know. And they do last longer, he says, but that's what the warranty is. It's like if you go buy a washing machine, you get a 2-year warranty. Hopefully, it's going to last longer than that.
$14,000.
I think a lot of people go buy it and they can't decipher the sign or anything. I think with the sign up there, we'd get additional people in and they would be helping too.
Yeah. Right, they'd be helping. And I'm not saying we got to go digital. I'm just saying we need a new sign somehow. Some way, somehow, we need something out there.
Are these going to be LED?
Yes,
digital?
They would be LED.
We
yeah.
tried to find one like this one.
Yeah, I tried to find a sign just like this to replace temporarily, and I couldn't find one. And then I thought, do we really want to put that kind of money into it if we're going to get something else? We bought this one at Sam's Club 12 years ago, and the plastic was broke, so we did replace the plastic on the one side, plexiglass. But it seemed better.
My mom used to say there's a difference between cheap and inexpensive.
Yeah.
Pastor, so if it's digital, does it still require somebody to go out there? And manually,
no,
they can do it from
the office.
Yes. That to me,
that to me
is worth it because sometimes there's stuff doesn't get posted.
Right.
Well, yeah. And in the winter, nobody's going to go out there and do it. I think we would have changed it like 4 times. We had that capability because we had so many different things going on. But
I think you can close this all you want. Help the guy, he had a maintenance. Put it together. 3 other people in the.
I'm sorry, Sonny, I can't hear you.
But the guy that gives the maintenance, let him put something together, and then him and the board can go together, do something on the way here. They're going to get 15 different.
I realize that. If you want to pick a committee, that's fine. Head of maintenance, is that Don? He does most of the maintenance job. Okay, let me give you an election result and we'll talk about that. We do have an election. Congratulations. James has been reelected. So congratulations. So are we ready to vote for the 1-year position then?
Yep.
Just one name. Just put one name down. Don't fold it too many times.
Okay.
You can only fold the paper so many times anyway, no matter how big it is. You know that?
You better take James' name off the
there. So yeah, James can't serve two, so don't vote for James. All right, so what was the question, Pat? to that sign? What is the question? Oh, it was a committee. John, did you want to be on that?
I can.
Would anybody, before we just maybe nominate people, is there anybody that would be interested in want to serve on the committee? Matt?
What committee?
For the sign. To do some further investigating into a sign. James, anyone else? All right, you three. Dave, blank. Okay, you four. No women?
Can we put it high so we can see a document in the corner? Right?
Can't do that.
I don't even want to prove that.
Hey, my trip has a big tall sign. My head.
Yeah, why can't we?
Because you know those. Can you imagine how much those must be? Now I drive by these businesses and think, I wonder how much they pay for their sign.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
More than we would ever want to.
Yeah.
Well, just like McDonald's got those new kiosks and nobody uses them.
Nobody uses them? It's because of all of that.
I suppose the kids use them more than the adults do. You know, all the tech, geek kids. Not me. Well, see, I like my burgers in ways, so I have to go up to the counter anyway. So I just can't. Like on a Big Mac, you can do no onion, no pickles, but you can't do no salt. You can't add Big Mac sauce to a burger. So this is different little things.
Sure.
Oh, was it up here? We had a problem.
So it's supposed to be James again.
I think so. We had a spill up here, and we're trying to get it all.
Any questions on anything?
So BGMC has an adult box?
I do. Here,
I would like
there are
boxes. Okay. I'd like one.
Anyone else? Anybody
have anything? I got to get.
Marge?
I want to wait.
You want a box too?
Okay.
Yeah. Last year, I think BGMC gave 220,000 commissions they raised, just Wisconsin, Northern Michigan. And the youth of our district reached their goal of 250,000. So next year, I know the youth line, which is Speed the Light, is their version of missions. They provide vehicles and sound equipment and things like that for missionaries. They set their goal at $350,000. I don't know if they'll make that. So we have the goal. So increase it $100,000.
For this mission's thing in October. So he explains all the different missions, fields, and trips, and everything that they're going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
you don't
and then,
know what there's one to Africa, do you?
I don't know. Then there's going to be, what we're going to do is we're going to have some kind of banquet Saturday night. I don't know if we'll go with ethnic banquet or catered or whatever. We're still working on that. And then Saturday or Sunday, we'll be the option to go to a fellowship dinner or something and maybe bring in food from either one certain country or a variety of foods or something. Maybe you could make an ethnic dish from what you know your background or something like that. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. And Sharon Stockler's been busy putting kids in different costumes, representing different countries of the world. That's going to be fun. Here. There was not an election. So let's see, Rod has 5,
Glenn has 3, Al has 15, and Matt has 21. So there is not an election, so if you would cast your vote once again, that would be great. Debbie's going to talk to you about the walkthrough about something. We didn't get to do it last year, but it's still something we would like to do.
It's not official. Great. So what we want to do is remodel the fellowship hall, the dining room. And so we will do tours, and I want everybody to dress up. I'm going through right now scripts. And so people, you know, are greeted at the door and we take a tour through. And so it's like we're getting thrown back into time into Bethlehem when Jesus was born. So to just make walkways through and like, here's a little Jewish temple and here's, you know, teaching the little children, or here's somebody selling bread, or, you know, and then just an interaction and Roman guards, you know, okay, you got to pay your toll, you know, and things like that. So, but just, and then to eventually end up at the manger. And so, manger, maybe some little sheep, maybe alive, you know, animals there, and then have some hot chocolate cookies, whatever, for people coming in and explaining the way of salvation to them. So, that's the goal. So we need help, you know, planning how to make the walkways through and like little shops, whatever. So
does a holiday correspond with this?
In December. It'll be in December. Oh. Yep. So around Christmas.
So are these shops supposed to be where you can construct them and deconstruct them?
I'm old.
So they can't be real.
Right, there we're not doing real shots.
But I mean,
they better break them down.
Yeah, you have to break them down.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, rustic is fine.
Yeah.
More like biblical.
Yeah, great. Great.
You got some extra bricks.
Bricks.
Yeah, it's a little bit too permit for me.
Oh, yeah. They're so real, though.
Yes.
How often would it be presented, or what it would
we're thinking two nights. Two nights. So it would be like a Friday, Saturday night. Yeah.
I'll help any way you need help with.
Thank you.
But we had so many people do such a good job acting, you know, for the way that I saw her that. We need more acting. But this is something that we're going to have to get started on soon. And this way, if you're interested in that, come to the next leadership meeting, which is, when is it? It's in your bulletin. And that's one of the things we'll be doing. So congratulations, we do have an election. Matt, you have been elected. And we can't wait to put you to work. You're already on the clock, bud. But thank you to the other guys for your willingness and appreciation to serve. So.
Okay, Bev, is there a second?
Second?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No? All right.
Do you have preferences, Lori?